I'm Jason Gay, and it's time for three stories you should know.
Here they are, one strike away, one out away. 3-2. Yeah! Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
You know, let's be honest, I fell asleep on the couch. But while I was sleeping on Wednesday night, Washington, D.C. got itself another championship, and that's where we'll start this week. I'm joined by Amira Rose Davis, Penn State professor and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast. Welcome back, Amira Rose.
Hey, how are you?
And by the Washington Post, Jerry Brewer. Welcome back, Jerry, and please lead us off here.
Jason and Amira Rose, when you refer to the nation's capital, please use District of Champions. After a 26-year drought, the Washington Capitals broke through in 2018 and won the Stanley Cup. We now have two championships in 2019, the WNBA Mystics and the Washington Nationals. And if you really want to stretch the region, you can go all the way to Virginia, and we'll take that one too. The Virginia Cavaliers winning
the
NCAA men's basketball.
Look at
so
that.
We are talking about four championships in less than 2 years. But I do think that it's a bit ridiculous and kind of aimed at irritating, riling up fans when we try to force our superiority on others and try to force inferiority on others. However, I will say this, guys. It feels good to be the District of Champions.
All right, Amira Rose, what do you think? Should we take any civic satisfaction in collecting championships like DC's been doing?
Well, I mean, are they collecting championships? It's cute, okay? It's cute. As somebody who's from Massachusetts, you know, I'm very familiar with what it feels like to actually be like a title town. In the period of time when the Red Sox were winning and then the Patriots were winning, especially in the 2000s, early 2000s, there was something different in the air. I think people are happier.
I want to note that Amira said when the Red Sox were winning. They won the title in 2018.
I know.
Talk
I
about
know.
Being spoiled in Massachusetts.
Jerry, I can't help but detect a conspiracy here, though, because I think as long as the district talks about the Caps, the Nats, the Mystics, and even those Cavaliers down there in Charlottesville, it's a way to not talk about the Wizards and that Landover-based football team I call Dan Snyder's Washington Sadness Machine. There is a not terribly successful corner of this town's sports legacy right now. Is that fair to say?
That is absolutely fair to say. And yes, we are trying to cover up some of the stench.
Well, it's nice to see that people are finally celebrating the Mystics, because it feels like now it's very convenient to acknowledge their championship.
They shouldn't get hidden in all this.
No, that's for sure.
Elena Delladone is amazing.
Amira Rose, what's on your mind this week?
Yeah, so in mid-October, Bulgaria was playing a match, a football match, soccer, with England. And you saw a number of Nazi salutes, racist chanting directed towards the black soccer players on the English team. This is the third time in 6 months that Bulgaria has had an issue with racial abuse in their stands from their fans. So this week, UEFA doled out the punishment. So they had the option of suspending Bulgaria from the European Championships altogether in the spring, and they stopped just short of doing that. Instead, they mandated that the next game they play has to be behind closed doors. That will cost them close to 100,000 euros. They also were levied a fine of 85,000 euros. This ruling was blasted by FAIR, by Kick It Out, by other agencies on the ground who are monitoring this and are putting in these protocols, saying this is not enough. And so it seems to me like this protocol and these punishments are only going to be effective if they actually are sent down.
In this case, I think that you just have to punish everyone. It's unfortunate that the athletes would be subject to this, but I would scorch the earth. Yeah. I would make them ineligible. I mean, we're talking about three instances in 6 months. And we're talking about an issue, you know, if you want to expand it, you know, around the globe, there are a lot of issues worldwide with soccer fans. And I think sometimes you have to make a statement, you know, do you want this as a part of the game or do you want to eradicate it? And in order to eradicate it, I think this is a case in which you should scorch the earth. Number one, it's the right thing to do. Number two, Bulgaria is pretty terrible at soccer.
They're so bad.
I mean, it's not like you're punishing Argentina or Brazil or someone. And in this instance, the displays and just the amount of racism is so heavy that you don't want to come across as too lenient or soft.
I mean, I think it's an absolute disgrace, obviously, and I'm on board with the scorched earth approach. I do think a ban, a total ban, with the possibility to be reconsidered after a year or two would be the proper approach here. These kinds of things where you are doing these sort of minimal approaches have not worked. Awareness doesn't seem to work. There have been all kinds of public service campaigns and enlisting athletes to contribute here. I'm with Jerry here.
Yeah, I completely agree with you guys. And I think one interesting part of this to watch is that the folks from Fair and Kick It Out, who are doing such an amazing job, they're calling attention to the fact that the governing body that gives out the disciplinary actions is 10 men and has no ethnic or racial diversity on this committee at all.
So to borrow the title of your podcast, Amir Rose, it's time to burn it all down.
Yes.
All right. Let's move over to the illustrious world of and the glamorous world, really, of sports media and talk about Deadspin. This is a beloved, irreverent, sometimes crude and roguish website that lost most of its staff this week in a dispute with its new bosses who wanted this website to stick to, predictable drumroll, please, to stick to sports. Deadspin's writers and editors didn't want to do that because they've never really done that. That's not really what that website has been about. I think this is a shame. I fear that this is the way that a lot of this stuff is heading. What's your take, Amira Rose?
It's really such a shame. Deadspin was a site that evolved, that had amazing content, that had talented editors and writers, that wasn't afraid to just be very blunt and understood that sports were inherently political and was able to walk and chew gum at the same time and cover a lot of things. And they were hilarious.
I mean, Jerry, you probably get some of the same emails I get every once in a while. Whenever anything verges into politics, they'll say, stick to sports, Jerry. And I just feel like, you know, that kind of declaration is ridiculous. But what's your thought on it?
It is ridiculous. I mean, everything in the world is connected, and we can't celebrate some of the things that the sports world has done to further society and then say when it's something that you disagree with, oh, no, just stick to sports. I mean, it's never been just about sports.
The opinion that you hear every now and again is from folks like, I just want sports to be a refuge, Amira Rose. I want to just make me happy. Like, I don't want to find out about what's going on in Washington. And I don't know if that's possible. What do you think?
I don't think it's possible. I think you're putting your head in the sand. You know what? If you need an escape, okay, go play Candyland. I don't know what to tell you. Like, sports are always and have always been and will always be political. And I also don't like this thing where we pretend like there's not a million and one places to just get sports content.
Yeah,
like, go
true.
Over to ESPN. Like, you still can get that.
Amira Rose, I don't know how you play Candyland, but when I do, it's intensely political. I'm just telling you right now. My guests for this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know have been Amira Rose Davis, Penn State professor and co-host of the Burn It All Down podcast, and also reporting live from the District of Champions, the Washington Post, Jerry Brewer. My thanks, and enjoy those parades, DC fans.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.